July 12, 2023, it's a Wap for Pedro show.
Aussi la grande patte.
Pedro show, okay. Happy Mick Voca, huh?
Celebrate accordingly.
Brother Matt, first two in a row.
We're back to back, baby.
All right. We for a little bit. We're going to have to maneuver.
Yeah.
So we can keep the street going.
Yes, especially happy to see you.
John Tooby.
Yeah, damn, I am sorry. I feel like a dick.
We'll try to juggle this thing. But for this show today, because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention,
yeah,
we got Hack Pizzicato.
Welcome
aboard.
Welcome.
Andrew, Danielle.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Glad to have you again. And we were talking off air about, your solo record, your kind of opera with your alter, your doppelganger, alter ego.
Yeah, that was my alter ego when I was a itty bitty teeny boy.
Right. That's good enough, though. You lived like an Ishmael you are. You lived to learn to tell the tale. It was really interesting, too, where you went. I played it one part at a time, you know, so we followed it for like a couple months. And really interesting. Tell us about this new hacked pizzicato. I mean, pizzicato.
It's hacked pizzicato, man.
Yeah, I know. Pizzicato. My mama's people are from Italy, too. I'm a fucking stonato, huh? Fucking cazzo stonato. So anyway, Goomba, learn slow. Tell us about it. What's the story behind it?
Well, basically, it's an ode to friendship. And we did it because we wanted to dedicate each song to a friend. That was, like, basically the idea behind the whole thing. That's, like, our theme of the record.
Okay. So it's not really an opera, but it's got a theme to it. Like each tune is for a buddy.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's exactly what it is. And we recorded it in a place in Napoli, in Naples.
Yeah, sure.
Because we were when finally we started could go on tour again. We started touring last year in Italy, and we got to play this place in Napoli called Auditorium Novecento, which is one of the first recording studios in Europe. It opened its gates in the 1920s, and like Enrico Caruso and all the Napoli greats recorded there, and even Ennio Morricone. And and it's still an operating recording studio. So I checked out their microphone collection, and it was amazing. And they had all the like vintage outboards. So I asked them if they still operate as a studio, and they said yes. And then we said, okay, well, we'll be back.
Oh, okay. And there's a couple islands off Napoli. One of them's Capri, of course, the famous one. But there's one called Ischia.
Local.
That's where most Italians who came to Pedro are from.
Oh.
In fact, the mayor gave us we got a statue. He gave us.
Yeah, like sister city or something.
Right, sister cities. Right.
Ischia is actually the healthiest one. A lot of people go there, and you know, if they have some kind of allergy or something, they go there because the air is really, really good. It's amazing.
Well, downtown Napoli. Well, I think they outlawed the scooters because there was some trouble. But, man, those two strokes, Vespas, oh, man.
It's insane. Luckily, our Airbnb was on the same block as the studio, so we didn't have to cross any major streets because, as you know, in Napoli, that's a life-threatening experience. You have to just walk into ongoing traffic. That's the only way to possibly make it to the other side because they will not stop. They'll see you, but you have to bite the bullet and just step into the traffic.
Bite the bullet. You're very good with the slang there. Very good. Very appropriate. So, I'm thinking about the order. Does it really matter? Because I think I put them in the order of, like, shortest to longest. Like, we started off with Well, I didn't tell people. Blue Train, John Coltrane, light up expert from 1961, November 18th. Then La Femme Sauvage, right, the Savage Lady?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, which friend is that? Which friend is the Savage Lady?
It's the French lady.
Okay. Figures. Okay. Okay, you know, so maybe you don't have to really explain the tunes, right? They're narrations, right? Stories within themselves.
Yeah, well, themselves.
Yeah.
There are homages and also sort of evocations of these friends. You know, we kind of, we try to summon them in the room with us.
Okay, and so, like, you were seeing us. You're in Berlin right now, right? But you recorded in Napoli.
Yeah.
So
You
both had to look west and look to France. So did you, like, look in her direction and when you try to channel her spirit?
Well, you know, my first language was French because my father, my mother, they met in Paris in a museum. And so my mother couldn't speak English. My father couldn't speak German. And so when they got married and moved to Tacoma, where I was born, they spoke French. So my first language was French. And I was actually pretty excited to be able to sing, write some lyrics and sing a song in French because I've never done that before and I didn't know if I could. And I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, my French is pretty rusty. I don't speak it very often, but it was fun. So it was a nice experience.
Yeah. And, I mean, the same MO for each tune. So I want to play the Silver Threshold next.
Now, okay.
Which way?
That's from the previous album.
Oh, it is. Okay. So.
Yes. That's, okay. The Silver Threshold is from the previous album of the same name.
The Silver Threshold.
The Silver Threshold. That's what that was our pandemic record.
I think we call that eponymous, and I think I did that because I wanted to fill up all 11 spaces. That's why I did. So we got a little rerun there. Sorry about that. Let's listen to anyway.
That's okay.
Most inopportune, temporary, listen to the wind. Although nothing shakes you underneath your skin.
never escaping. Always a rebel.
I wish that I was How little you know of the grief and woe in my poor aching heart.
Live from Pedro Show, not from the new record, from the old record. Start off that chunk with Selma Special. I guess you say eponymous, right? But the name of the record is the same as the song or the name of the band, eponymous. Because I think Brain Surgeons, that's what they called their first record, eponymous, Albert. And then we had Brand New from More. Now, M-O with three R's, of course. Riptide. Got to watch out for that. D. Boone got caught in a Riptide once in Cabrillo. They had to use the winch on the Jeep. David Gerard, Brand New, WBC, Prelude. Svetlana Maris with 219-2023. Noisuka, Brand New, Everyday Fan Belt. Is it breaking every day? Yeah. That's fucked. Bombers Brandon, Tunnel to Tunnel. They're out in Virginia. You know, Chesapeake, it crosses it with three bridges and two tunnels. They had to make tunnels because the aircraft carriers are so fucking tall. Yeah. Sarah Oswald, Felder Melder, Brand New, Further Secrets. Gary Lee Connor. This was the, you know, there's two brothers that ran the Screaming Trees. This was the one who wrote most of the songs. Forming Things Unknown. Head Boggle with This Heat, live. African Head Charge. I Chant Too. And then finally, The Blackest Crow.
Yep.
That's from
that's
the new record.
Traditional.
Okay, that's a traditional. So it wasn't after anybody. You guys just felt like doing that.
Yep. That was when, during the pandemic, we for to pass time, Danielle and I, we would sit down and sing our favorite tunes, like in harmony, folk tunes and stuff. Sure. And that was one of the songs that we would do. And then... later on, we would perform these songs when Danielle would have a art exhibition, like an opening. We would do our folk harmony singing. And, and then we figured that this song just really fits to this album. So we put it in the end.
Do you got ravens or just crows out there?
Both, I think.
Yeah, there's crows all over the place. You hardly get to see a raven, even... I hear in the States, you are not, it's forbidden to photograph a raven.
Wow. Well, we got them both in here in Pedro. And the easiest way to tell, the tails kind of got a little diamond at the bottom of the raven and then flat, squared off bottom. Oh. Also, the ravens have more feathers usually around their neck and then a longer bill. They're usually bigger. For sure they pair off. Crows don't pair off.
Yeah.
Even their calls are
different. And the sound.
Different.
The sound is different, too.
That's right. Caw, caw versus...
Crow, crow, crow. And they go, onk, onk, onk.
Right,
like,
right.
Onk.
Right. They're both really smart. You know, they're cousins. The family is Corvus in the Latin. And they hate each other, you know. Most organisms, you know, the closer you are, the more you got to hate. You make up illusions like family and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, we love being
wise
together.
Wise words.
Yeah. So, in fact, there's this trippy thing with crows socially called the Crow's Court where they'll just all get in a circle and decide to kill one of them. Mm. Why? You know, it's just fucked up. Yeah. Like, don't get out of line or some shit. Where the ravens... are more in pairs, so they don't behave as much as like that. But about both birds, they're so smart. They say they only have to spend like 20-25% of their day to get chow, so most of the time they're playing. Like yesterday at the practice pad, I saw one fucking with the jay. You know, they just tease birds to have fun. Is that trippy?
When we were in Austin, Texas, we were really amazed by those little black birds they have there called the grackles.
Grackle. It's called grackle. We got them here in Pedro.
Grackles, they're all over Austin, Texas, and they imitate sounds. So they do like gunshots and car alarms and police sirens and stuff. And once we were standing at this tree, and there was this like big hubbub inside the tree, like, you know, like a rock concert or something. And then suddenly these two grackles fell out of the tree, and they were like having a fist fight, except they don't have fists.
No.
And they were just, they were really fighting
each other.
Yeah.
And all the other grackles in the tree were cheering them on. And then when they had it sorted out, it all quiet down again.
Yeah. Incredible.
Well, you know, if they're the descendants of dinosaurs, you got it all wrong. Dinosaurs were never lizards. They were fucking birds. Nanny raised a grackle. We got a buddy here. One fell out of a tree as a little fucking chick just born, and she raised this thing.
She's a Dr. Doolittle woman.
Yeah, she's done ravens and crows and squirrels. And incredible, like massaging their little guts and shit. Incredible. Never had babies, so had animal.
Yeah, she got skills.
Surrogate rock, yeah. But it's trippy about those things. I think studying other forms of life can help us learn about ourselves in a way. Like you saw that bilge in the tree. You know, and think about the bliss just humans do and stuff. And they're probably, it was probably more consequential. It might have been pliant. They might have been young because they like to train that way. They school each other. Some birds, like chickens, they're ready to go. They don't need any training. But some like ducks, the ma's got to show them everything. That's trippy.
I once saw a circle of flamingos in the zoo, and it was really funny because one would always, you know, say something, and then after he was finished, all the other ones made noises as if they were laughing. It sounded like they were telling each other jokes. And I watched them for like 20 minutes, and they just went on and on. It was always one going, rah, 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 and then all of them were, rah. It was so funny.
That's a trip.
It was a trip, yeah.
Yeah. We're at the end of the first hour of July 12, 2023, Dishwap Pedro Show. Second time in a row, Brother Matt. Yeah. Special guest, Hacked Pichiato.
Yeah.
Am I getting it fucking closer? Okay. Hold tight for hour two. July 12, 2023. It's the second hour. Wap from Pedro Show.
saxophone player, I organized the nose flute orchestra, the hardcore nose flute orchestra for you to play sex bomb.
For sex bomb, because they always ask for guests. So that's actually where you last saw me. But Daniela, you're right, yeah. Blackpool, because that was the beginning of that tour, and that was pert near the end of the tour. But Bob Moe was backstage. Me and Bobby ain't had a talk in a long time. That was a good thing. Andrea.
It was really funny because we went to Blackpool because we wanted to record the album.
That's right.
You know, we thought it was just like this little place in the corner of England, and we wouldn't meet anybody we knew. And then we were like suddenly confronted with this huge festival where there were all these people we knew. There's nothing secretive about being there at all.
And it's a trippy town, too.
It was David Yao's birthday.
That's, well, not really. Not really. It was the next day because that was in Glasgow because he wore a kilt. And got all fucked up, too, but which is a huge surprise.
But anyway, and we were...
But Blackpool is a strange town, isn't it? Isn't Blackpool a strange town? It's like a vacation place for England about 100 years ago, like Victorian or 150 years ago.
Exactly. It's like a ghost town now, except when that festival Rebellion takes place, then all of a sudden there's like 75,000 punks there.
Yeah, but if Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin, if they would go on a European tour, they would first go en suite like for a whole week. In Blackpool. Where they would start their European tours.
That's right. And in fact, there was a story on one of the bulkheads of the dressing room talking about when Rolling Stones played there, someone spit on Keith Richards, so he hit him in the head with his guitar. So he got wild in Blackpool. But that's my first, my only time there.
Jimi Hendrix destroyed one of his guitars there too, right?
Yeah, he set his guitars on fire in Blackpool.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And it was not David Yao's birthday, but we got to see Fear there, and both David and I, we love Fear, and you know,
Lee Ving. I like Fear too.
And we were both in the audience and crying like little babies.
Yes.
Actually, Lee Ving's got a new version of Fear together. But he's got spit sticks back on the drums, and I think Philo played some guitar. I know he re-recorded the first album. Very strange. Really? But Lee Ving is still playing. Great musician. A Sicilian background from Philly. He could speak Sicilian, too. But let's...
Sicilian?
Yeah. That's his people. Capiola is his last name or something like that. Meteors Rain. Tell me about this.
Yes. It is the rain of the meteor.
Okay, that makes sense. That means it's ruling. It's taking over. Okay.
So, exactly.
I mean, you know, in the summertime here in the desert, we have these storms that come every year, and you can watch them. And also, no bright city lights. Is it that way in Germany?
Not really.
Yeah. So this is an imagined meteor storm.
Yeah. No, we can't see those kind of meteor storms here that much. I mean, you know, in Germany up to now, it rained a lot. It used to rain a lot. It doesn't rain as much anymore as it used to. But you don't see very many meteors.
Yeah. The European sky is tiny. As you have noticed.
Yeah.
It's tiny. There's not enough room for meteors in ours.
I remember the Kraftwerk album, Autobahn, had two comet melodies. Now, a comet ain't a meteor, but it's close. Do you remember Hail Bop?
Yeah.
Hail Bop was in the sky here for a couple weeks, right? And I think there's people, the Heavenscape people, with the change in their pockets.
Yeah.
30, 40 people.
I think I saw Hail Bob. I think I saw Hail Bob when I was flying to New Mexico back then to visit my friend.
Yeah, well, a bunch of people committed suicide. They tried to get on board. Just do it, right?
That reminds me of Jim Jones.
When was that?
Why you never hear about jokes about Jim Jones?
Why is that?
The punchlines are too long.
Yeah. But Holly Craig, my friend, built their website. It was called Heavenscape, like the movie,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. She built the website for him. It was down by San Diego. The same gated community as the guy who invented Taco Bell. Yeah, blame that guy for that. bullshit. Non-Mexican salad. I think we got two or three of them in Pedro. Yeah, I can't believe it. Crap. They, you know, it's all dried out. They just add water.
Yeah, powdered beans.
It's like, give me a break. But anyway, your version of this tune, or your tune, not even your version, it's your tune. And the current. And let's discuss the turret. Also, I played, I should say all the shit we played. Above the Tree, this is a Verona guy, Marco, Above the Tree, with Sentinels. The Banishing, right? All these things with Article, right? St. Abdullah and Jason Nasri with Swimming in Outer Space. Achnach? I can't say it.
Achnach.
Yeah.
That's a high one.
Trying to get into...
That's a little town in Bavaria.
Okay. Starting to get into the Dutch language, completely different language, I know that, but getting in that territory with the throat there. And then Flusi from Simon Seems Longo, and yeah, Meteor's Rain. So, okay, so you wrote a song about a little town.
We do that often for some really strange reason.
Yeah, we
have a lot of songs about little towns.
But you don't want to live in one, right? You like living in a cosmopolitan, a big town. But it's kind of romantic
notion.
Sometimes
you think it'd be nice to live in a little town, too. So, you know, not, I mean, like, you know, we wrote a song about Jericho.
Yes, we have a song about Jericho, a little town in today's Jordan.
Yeah, we wrote a song on
Little
Kirsten
Town
and... Trebus.
It was a little town.
Which
in my fucking... If it's such a little town, why Joshua have to, like, blow that fucking chauffeur and knock down its walls? not too little of a town. Not too little of a town. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not the reality. It's more of a romantic notion.
Little towns?
Living in one.
Living in little towns? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, hey, imagine living there, but not really live there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody knows your business. There's no way to hide. There's no way to be. We just lost Milan Kundera, right? He wrote. I read this book he wrote called Immortality, where like Goethe and Beethoven are fighting just to be forgotten. Because people are using their ghosts to fight present day beefs. They use their memory. So he said, "Leave us alone. We want to be forgotten." That's why the book's called Immortality. I see some lady gives him a little wave, and he makes up this whole story, gives her a name, Agnes, all shit. And he only just saw her wave by the pool. Yeah, it's a trip.
It's a great idea, because, I mean, you know, their faces are on cups and on towels and on beach towels. I mean, like, who wants that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the epitaph on Bertolt Brecht. You know, the poet Bertolt Brecht, who wrote the Three Penny Opera, on his gravestone it says, "Always remember to forget me."
Ah, so that's kind of like, now, you know, this book Immortality, he said this should have been the movie that the incredible likeness of being never was. Mm. But then he argues that a book can never be a movie, and a movie can't be a book, which I'd agree.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever read his stuff? You know, there was controversy. They said he... had to inform on people when he was DDR, check DDR kind of thing, you know. That came out later.
Cormac McCarthy just passed away, and they never managed to do a movie that lives up to his books, you know.
I love his books. I never seen any of the movies. I don't think I want.
Well, The Road.
The Road was a very hard book for me to read.
It's by our Australian friend, Johnny Hillcutt.
Yeah, The Road's great.
That's close, but...
It was hard for me to read. That was one of the most downer books. But also, I read his second book, Outer Dark. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You read that one? You know Larry.
I read all of them.
You know Larry Mullins, right? He's from Knoxville, and that's where he wrote that, in the hills just outside of that town. And he turned me on to that story. And fuck, man, that one, it branded images on my brain I'll never wash out. But maybe that's a good book.
Yeah,
wasn't bad.
His last two are really good too.
You know what I really dug was his. I liked his trilogy, his cowboy trilogy.
Oh, the Border Trilogy.
Yeah, Border Trilogy. All the pretty horses, the crossroads,
the crossing.
Crossings, yeah.
The crossing, and what was
the Blood Meridian.
I didn't like that so much. It's too violent for me or something. I don't know.
Blood Meridian was so violent, I had to stop in the middle.
Yeah.
It couldn't go on.
Yeah. And it's just fucking symbols on a page, right? But it's still, that's the power of writing. I'm very influenced by writing with my music. Look, it's time now to bring Brother Matt and his spin cycle. My baby.
So talk about low down skakadoo. And it's the same in a homo say. Homo sap. Homo sap, my baby, just about. It's just about the low down skakadoo.
Oh, least try and kill each other, you know? That's better. Kiss my boots. Lowrider!
After Chaz Chandler bowed out of the Electric Ladyland sessions, his former business partner, Mike Jeffrey, took over the management of the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And at the end of 1968, he started totaling up Jimmy's recording costs for that year. $20,000 in Los Angeles, another $10,000 in San Francisco.
Knowles in the house now.
Yeah.
Wrapping
yeah,
up the spin
talking,
cycle.
Talking about some crop tops.
Old school stuff. Old school stuff.
What made you do what you did to us today with your spin cycle?
It started with a conversation.
Right.
That you guys were having with about Fear and Flipper and Hendrix, and so we got all that stuff in there.
Oh, with our guest from Berlin.
Right on, yeah.
Where
at, the Italian Connection. And then we also had some Money Mark and Beasties, Todd, Spike, Toys, and
in fact,
Tack.
Your favorite Beasties.
Yeah, that instrumental, all instrumental. Yeah. The In Sound from Way Out.
And Todd's
I love that.
Some clown
Todd
sound?
had no, this was a Toys.
And the Toys.
Toys from Spike.
People, July 12th, 2023, Dishwap Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. July 12th, 2023, it's the third hour of WAP for Pedro Show.
Here is the bird that never flew. Here is the tree that never grew. Here is the bell that never rang. Here is the fish that never swam. Here is the lock that never gave. Here is conviction never caved. Here are the bridges never burned. Here is the woman never returned. Here is the coin never spent. Here is the message never sent. Here is the specimen never discarded. Here are the doctors broken hearted. Here is the action never taken. Here is resolve never shaken. Here is the watch that was never wound. Here is the guard never down. Here is the flower that never we never saw them. Here is the blood that was never cold. Here are the words unsaid. Swallowed. Here is the field never plowed. Never dry, and here, and close, and wide, and on, and on,
on, and on, and on,
fallen fruit,
on, and on, and on,
the forgotten song,
the forgotten song.
Thank you.
Christian interests. And in interest, it said, read my books and the other question he just asked, I would leave me the fuck alone.
Thank you, Mr. McCarthy. Start off the third hour. Okay, Mayor Stiller.
He was a grouchy old guy.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, writers, you know, it's such a lonely discipline. I think that's why the bottle is a kind of temptation, right? Try to get outside your own fucking head. Richard Meltzer was telling me about that. When you sober up, maybe you get 2 or 3%. All the rest is just wasted. So this Maristilla, huh?
Maristilla, yes. It's one of the few songs that we did where we sing in German.
Yeah.
Are by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. They're actually not.
We were just talking about this man, the guy who wrote Faust, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And in this poem, I really liked it because it speaks about a body of water, be it a sea or a lake, that's completely quiet. There's like not a ripple. And that's kind of the feeling we had during the pandemic, that we were in a situation like that, you know, where it was just complete quiet all of a sudden, and you couldn't see a single wave of water or a little bit of wind. And that poem kind of describes that situation of a boat being out in the water and the guy on the boat looking out and being kind of worried because nothing's moving. Like this kind of creepy atmosphere.
Yeah, creepy and pleasant at the same time.
I was going to say, because, you know,
it's more creepy.
I was going to say a lot of my work is very loud. So when it's quiet, what kind of digs it?
But, you know, we want
you know, there's some days when I won't say one word. I won't say one word. And that to me is kind of a victory. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We had a situation once on ourselves being on a boat. This was years ago when we were still drinking. And it was pretty dark and it was pretty late. And we were like, wow, look at the water. It's like a mirror. And so Alex threw his whiskey glass over his head into the water. And then we heard a really loud quack. He had hit the one duck.
The single duck. What's the odds of that?
That was out there.
Okay. Man, that's like me when I heard the crack of that ball. This was in Little League, and the sun was right in my eyes, so I put my glove up just to block the sun, and fucks, if that ball didn't, like, it was a fucking magnet. It's the most lucky thing in my life. I had no idea where that motherfucker was. I want to play Anthem.
Train whistles its song. your solitary stations resonate with my love. Above the rat race, you can see my motionless face. Frozen with longing. Your subway fumes and rattling tunes throng the highway. The turnstile, Brooklyn Bridge, Mesh Studio, garbage piles, miles of traffic, a demographic tango. Celebrating your name. The pulse of your tread in my head evermore. Is it heaven or hell? But hark, it's your anthem.
Watt from Pedro Show. Fucking idiot. I'm still blowing clams 22 years, 2 months later. Yes, Anthem. And then, what about Anthem? What can you tell me?
So Anthem has two different stories. One is the way I missed New York. So it's kind of an anthem for my New York that I miss because, you know, that's where I come from. But it's also, as all of the songs on our new album, Keepsakes, it's an homage to a friend. And in this case, it's an homage to a New York musician called Michael Evans. And he passed away last year, I think.
Yep.
He was an amazing drummer. He was just an amazing guy in general. And so we dedicated the song to him. That's why it's got a lot of percussive elements in it. And a couple of them are actually originally his, too. So.
Yeah, and Michael Evans, we share the same birthday. He was also born on the 11th of October, like me.
Oh.
And once I hired him to do a percussion on a movie soundtrack for me and for a German movie, and I traveled to New York City and recorded a whole session with Michael Evans on drums and stuff. But the director, he didn't like any of it except one bass drum that he recorded. So I still use that bass drum in my music because it's the most expensive bass drum in the world.
Yeah. Like we're talking note, right? Note. Yeah. Okay, let me tell the people what else we heard. We heard Return Forever with and to Harry Miller. Now, Harry Miller here is a bass man, and this is for a sax man we just lost, speaking of the DDR, right? Ernst Ludwig Petrovsky. This is from 1981. Return Forever with and to Harry Miller. Not Fusion Return to Forever. Don't want me to infer that shit at all. But this is some wild free stuff that was happening eight years before the ball came down. MC Yal after that with Baliwa. I think Uganda. BXMR out of Rotterdam. Brother Bruno. This name of the tune. And finally, Song of Gratitude from Hacked Picciato.
Yay!
Yeah. Voila. Bravo, you fucking idiot. What? Well learned. So, Song of Gratitude. I mean, that's a beautiful sentiment.
Thank you. That's basically what our whole album is about.
Yeah.
That's the theme of the album. Right. The gratitude to friends, to friendship, you know, it's the most important thing in the world.
Well, think of the thank you in Italiano, right? Grazie. You know,
grazie.
Yeah.
See.
Right? Being grateful.
Grazie.
Gratitude, yeah. Right? And there's something about that. It's not, because the other way, oh, I thank you. That's almost like you taking the power. When you say I'm grateful, that's actually acknowledging someone else's kindness.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's a little.
Well put.
Like when they say that Abraham was kinder than Noah, because Noah's just trying to save his family, where Abraham was like, you know, if I can find 10 dudes. Right? When you save the town, they couldn't even find 10 motherfuckers.
Right.
He tried to dicker him down where Noah was like, fuck that, I'm getting out with my people. Except that guy who enjoyed my nakedness, I'm going to curse his fourthborn. Yeah. You get into those stories, man, they trip you out. They trip, you know, obviously to teach some lessons or something. But I don't want to get into a thing. Are you guys? I got an email from you saying you guys are gonna sally forth. You're gonna venture out, right?
Yes, we are. We are out to play Canada in a couple of days. Really?
Right, right.
We're playing in Canada in Toronto on the
27th.
On the 27th of this month, and then we'll play
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 22nd, we're playing in London.
London, Ontario on the 22nd, even earlier.
And the 4th of August in Meaford, Ontario on the EE Festival.
That's the Electric Eclectics Festival of Art, Music, and Irritainment in Meaford, Ontario.
It's really great.
Yeah. And I love playing up there. And where can people find information on this little tour? On the internet?
Yes, on the interwebs, on our website, on our Facebook, on our Instagram, on the Mute Records, Facebook, Instagram, and website. And
Alex, yeah. Give the URL just for the people who don't want to go to all that corporate stuff.
Okay.
Spell it out.
Here goes. Our website is www.hackadipicciotto.de.
Yeah.
I spell www, period, hackadipicciotto.de.
And it's only that long because we couldn't find anything that's longer.
I think you might have forgot an E there. Hacked is in past tense, so I think there's an E missing there, but fuck it. You know what? Part of the search, people, that'll be part of the fun will be part of the search. So look it out for these two beautiful people making beautiful music. And one day you're going to play in SoCal so I can see a gig.
Yeah, come to Ischia's sister city.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so.
One day, one way.
We're dreaming of next year.
Okay.
Yeah, we try. We tried before, but the visa.
I know, but the reality keeps getting in the way.
Yeah. So we're hoping for next year. We're doing our best.
Okay.
Because we miss.
I can't wait to have you back on the show. I think this is your fourth time now on the show. And I can't wait to have you back. So as soon as you got something recorded or you just want to come on and rap, because me and Brother Matt have a great time with you, please let us know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, Mike.
Absolutely.
Right on.
Absolutely.
We love doing it.
Love back. People, July 12th, 2023 edition of WAP Pedro Show. Keep you pow!